Praise God. Good evening, Times Square Church. And we also would like to say good evening to those who have joined us live over the internet. Welcome to WW Pray Worldwide Prayer Meeting. So far, we've received over 27,000 prayer requests, and we've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of answers to prayer. And so we thank God for that tonight. We've got some praise reports that we would like to share with you. Here's one. God answers prayer. Prayed for a job last week. Second interview tomorrow. Praise God. Keep praying. God is able. I believe him. Here's Anna from Orlando, Florida. She said, my Christian sister got a job after almost a year. Thank you, TSC Family of God. An awesome job at that. He does exceedingly above all that we could ask or think. Praise God. Here's Robert from Secaucus, New Jersey, who says, last week I submitted a prayer for M. Tang, who had an appointment with a specialist for a stomach disorder. Praise the Lord, all is well. Thank you, all who prayed. God is awesome. Here's someone from Long Island who says, God has answered our prayer for a car. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have many needs, but God has been answering them one by one. I love him. Praise the Lord. Here's Deidre from Lumberton, Texas. Praise the Lord. Doctor said no, but Jesus said yes. My aunt lives and is being moved out of ICU to a regular room. Thank you, Jesus. No brain damage. Thank you for all your prayers. Praise God. Here's Noella from Bronx, New York, who said, prayed for payment of my bills. My job gave added overtime that covered my overdue bill payments. Praise God. Here's someone who's from West New York, New Jersey, anonymous praise report, who says, asked for prayer for Pat's job situation. God created miraculous change of heart in his workplace, and he started working again last week. Now he is curious about Times Square Church. Praise God. God help me guide him to you. Praise the Lord. Here's someone who says, thank you, Jesus. I am not a widow tonight because you protected my husband during the storm. This was during the storm on July 3rd. A tree fell on my husband's van while he was in it. The van is damaged, but God spared his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's someone who's from Woodbridge, New Jersey, anonymous praise report. I prayed for a financial blessing, and since then, my husband's job began offering him an abundance of overtime, and I was offered a paid additional to do what I was already doing. Praise God. Folks, God is an awesome God. I said God is an awesome God. Amen. He is an awesome God. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We're going to bless his name tonight. Let's stand together as we begin to worship him. Hallelujah. As Ivory and the team begins to worship him, I want to encourage you to lift your hands and your hearts to him. Cast your cares on him tonight because he cares for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This. Praise God. Tonight we want to pray for marriages that are in trouble. Here's a prayer request from New York, New York. Please pray for restoration of my marriage. The devil is working overtime trying to destroy it. Here's someone from Aisha from Fishkill, New York. Please pray for my husband, our marriage, our kids, and I. My husband and I have been separated for a year now. I want our marriage to be restored. We're going to pray for you, Aisha, tonight. Here's someone who's asking for prayer, who says, my finances is a wreck. Our marriage is a struggle. And so they're asking for prayer tonight for their marriage. Here's Jocelyn from Toulouse, France, all the way from France. God bless you. I have a problem with my husband since our marriage began. Now he does everything, so we will be divorced. Please pray for us. And so we're going to pray for Jocelyn tonight and others who are battling and in their marriages. The enemy is doing everything he can to break up homes in this hour. But we know that our God is victorious and able, amen, to bring healing, to bring restoration, hallelujah, to work a miracle in every situation. But here's a praise report from Bronx, New York. Someone who says, we prayed for God's intervention in my parents' marriage back in February. He is answering. I didn't know this side of my parents before. There's healing, love, and restoration taking place. Hallelujah. God can and is able. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to lift our voices tonight and take authority over the enemy. We're going to pray for humility in homes. The Bible says only by pride cometh contention. And so we're going to pray for humility in homes. Amen. Tonight I'm going to ask Brother Alvin Hazard to come and lead us in prayer. And Brother Alvin's an intercessor, one of our counselors here at the church. I want you to lift your voices tonight and begin to believe us, believe with us for God to work miracles in the lives of these that have asked us to pray for them. Would you lift your voices to the Lord right now and begin to pray? Come on, folks. Begin to cry out to God right now for healing in homes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you tonight for marriage. We know marriage is not about man. Lord, we know that you instituted marriage, God. Marriage comes directly from the throne of grace. And I pray to God that you will touch every marriage, God. You'll touch every husband. You'll touch every wife, God. I pray, God, the center of every marriage will be you, Christ. I pray, God, the Holy Spirit will be controlled, will control the husband. And the Holy Spirit will control the wife, God. And I pray, God, that we'll look to you for direction, God. I pray, God, they'll continue to hold on to you, God. I pray, Lord, that we'll not lean on their own understanding, God, but I will lean on you, God, because in you they'll find the fullness of there of God. Lord, we know, God, we know the world is coming against the marriage, God. We know the devil is coming like a flood, but you, God, going to raise a standard, God. You're going to raise a standard of love. You're going to raise a standard of hope. You're going to raise a standard of long suffering, God. I pray, God, they will not run here and run there, but they will run to you, God, because in you they'll find the answer they're looking for, because only in you they'll find the answer. Only in you they'll find the hope. Only in you they'll find the love. Only you they'll find the peace, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, they'll come to you, God. They'll come to you in the midnight hour, God, when all seems lost. They'll come to you in the sunshine, God, when things are going good, God. And I pray, God, that they'll come to you, God, because in you, God, and you, God, they'll find what they're looking for. They'll find peace. They'll find understanding, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for marriage, God, because marriage is after you, God. Lord, you think so highly about marriage that you equate it by yourself, God. And I pray we, husband and wife, God, Lord, I look to you, God. They look to you, God, for the answer that they're looking for, God. I pray, God, when they're looking for solutions, God, they'll come to you, God. When they're looking for direction, God, they'll come to you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, because you have the fullness of what marriage is needed for. Lord, nothing is lacking when we have you, God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for marriage. We thank you for the institution of marriage. We thank you, Lord, for your working for marriage, God. And I pray, God, that we'll hold on to you, God. We'll hold on to you, God. We'll hold on to you, God, when the going get rough. When the going get rough, Lord, we will not run here. We will not run here. We'll hold on to you, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you have begun. The work that you have begun in marriage, you will complete it because your word says so. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight, we want to take a moment to pray for those that need healing. Here's someone from New York, New York. Says Serge's son was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. He is heartbroken. Lord, please heal. Hear his prayer. Help us, mighty God. We're going to pray for Serge's son tonight. That God will touch him. Here's someone from Syracuse, New York. God, to free and heal me of long-time eating disorder and the damage that's been done as a result. We're going to pray for that person tonight. Here's someone from Richlands, North Carolina. Please pray, Jesus will reveal all the cause of my throat pain, then bring healing and restoration. Here's an anonymous prayer request from Ithaca, New York. Please pray I don't lose hope. God will really free and heal me of bulimia that has bound me for so long, to know him as loving and merciful to me. Here's Betty from Riffle. It looks like Riffle, Colorado. My son, Matt, 49 years old, has been diagnosed with colon cancer, very large tumor. They want to start aggressive chemo and radiation. We're going to pray for Matt tonight for a supernatural touch from heaven. We want to believe for someone from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Please pray for P, who is suffering from continuous headaches due to Parkinson's disease medication side effects. Please pray for a miracle healing. We're going to pray for P tonight. Here's Mantuka from Johannesburg, South Africa. My sister Margaret has breast cancer and is waiting for chemo. She is depressed and has lost hope. Please pray for miraculous healing and renewed strength. We're going to pray for Margaret tonight. And here's someone from Yonkers, New York. Please pray for a young woman in the hospital. She was abducted and brutalized. Pray for complete healing. Pray for God's justice. Folks, we're going to believe God tonight. But here's a praise report from Christopher in Brooklyn, New York. He says, scheduled for induced coma lobotomy, my 13-year-old nephew was miraculously healed by God. Hallelujah. The doctors are baffled. God answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm going to ask one of our elders, Steve Barrett, to come and lead us in prayer. Would you begin to join in groups of twos and threes, and let's begin to lift our voices tonight for these that need a supernatural healing from heaven. Folks, we've heard testimonies over and over again, and we each have a testimony tonight of God's faithfulness. Let's lift our voices in one accord tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you that tonight we can come before your throne, O God, to the God of miracles. Lord, knowing that in the atonement, O God, you purchased healing, O God, for your children, for all those, God, who will call upon you in truth. Father, we thank you tonight that we pray to a merciful, compassionate, loving God, ready to forgive, ready to heal, Lord. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, not because of anything that we have done, Lord, not because we deserve anything, but Lord, we trust completely, O God, in all that you have done, in the precious blood of Jesus. And now, God, we pray, Lord, for every one of these requests, every person that is sick, O God, every person with cancer, O Lord. Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, hear your people tonight as we cry out to you, Lord, looking to you, to the healer, O God, to the only one who can do these miracles, O God. Lord, look with mercy on your children, God. Lord, as they come to you in Jesus' name, crying out for help. Lord, all we can do is obey you. You have told us, God, to come to you, to pray to you in all things, God, to never faint, Lord, to never be faithless, O God, to never give up hope. And Lord, we do this, O God, because of you and all that you can do. Father, have mercy tonight. Heal, Lord, we pray. Heal, Lord. Look with pity on your children because of Jesus. Touch them, Lord God, in their bodies. Lord, we pray that everyone crying out to you, Lord, that you would touch them from the crown of their head
to the sole of their feet, O God, and restore them to health, Lord. Father, we pray this, that this might result, O God, in thanks to you, Lord, in praise and worship. O Lord, that your fame, O God, would go far and wide among all those who don't believe because of your mighty works, O God. Lord, we trust you. Let faith arise in our hearts tonight. Let faith arise in our hearts because we know who we pray to. Hear us, Lord. Help us, God. Help everyone. Lord, your word says that if we ask, we will receive. That if we knock, it will be open to us. If we seek, we will find. And Lord, the promise of your word is that all who ask, receive. All who ask, receive. And so we come to you, Lord God Almighty, the great healer, the God of the universe, the God that calls into being that which does not exist. We ask, God, that you will come in your mighty power and heal these that cry out to you. Because we believe you, Lord. We believe you, and we pray in faith. We believe, O God, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. We want to pray tonight also for those who need jobs and those who need a financial miracle. Here's someone who is asking for prayer. Please pray for me and my family due to serious health issues. We are in debt and need a financial miracle. Here is someone else who's asking for prayer. Pray for me. Please pray for me. I am under extreme financial distress, for God to provide grace, favor, and peace. Here's someone anonymous from New York, New York. I need a financial miracle and a job. Here's someone else who needs a financial miracle. I have no income. Please pray for me. Here's another one anonymous from New York, New York. I need prayer. I need a financial blessing. I have no income. I'm a widow living alone. Folks, we're going to pray for these tonight. But here's a praise report from Arnold in Washington, D.C. He said, I have debts in excess of $11,000, but thanks be to God for wiping out all my debts through supernatural provision. Hallelujah. He says, God also delivered my daughter from witchcraft attack and also healed her eye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to pray for these that need a financial miracle. I'm going to ask Brother Michael St. Gerard if he would come and lead us in prayer. Would you lift your voices all over this house tonight for these who need a financial miracle, those who need jobs tonight, that Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, our provider, will show himself strong on their behalf in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your voice tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, you are our provider, Father God. And Lord Jesus, it's the testimony of a loving father to provide for his children, Father God. Lord, when we ask you for bread, you will not give us a stone, Lord Jesus. Father, so many, Father God, out of work, Father God, so many, Lord, trusting you, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, not for our own glory, but for your glory, Father God, that in this hour, Lord Jesus, Father God, we would go against what they say on the news and what the economists are saying, Father God, that, Lord Jesus, you would lead your children, Father God, to water, Father God, and that, Lord Jesus, these men of God would rise up, Father, and be able to provide for their children, Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, for the single mother who's struggling tonight, Father God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that, Father God, you would make a way supernaturally. Father, this church alone, Father God, there is testimony after testimony, Lord, of so many where you have come through in that final hour, in that 11th hour, Father God, and have provided for your children, Lord Jesus. Father, we have no doubt that it's your plan, Father God, to provide for those who call you by name. We have no doubt, Lord Jesus, that it's your plan to meet the needs of your children. We have no doubt, Lord God. Father, I was young and now I'm old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread, Father God. Lord Jesus, even in this hour, Father God, where all around us we hear bad news in this economy, Father God, it is your plan to feed your children. It is your plan to have food on the table. It is your plan that your children's bills be paid, Father God. Lord Jesus, rise up from among us, Father God. Testimonies of this, Father God. Lord, it's a world crying out, Father God, not only in this country, but all around, Lord. Those that are crying out for income, those that are crying out for jobs, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would open doors, that you would grant favor to your children. Grant favor to those, Lord, who call you by name and trust in you today, Father God. Lord, when our hearts are overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you are the solid rock on which we stand, Father. All other ground is sinking sand. We don't put our trust in the chariots and the horses of this world. We don't put our trust in a failing economy. We put our trust in you tonight, Father God. For in you, Lord God, there is victory. There is glory, Father God. There is a testimony. We thank you tonight, Father God. We lift up all of these prayers that have come in. And even those in this room tonight, there are many, Lord, who need you in this way, Father God. We lift it all up to you today, Father God. We touch and agree. I know I have the agreement of everyone in this room. We touch and agree tonight, Father God, Lord, that you will meet these needs, Father. That you will meet these needs, Father God, for your glory, not for ours. In your precious name we pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
In Acts chapter 12, the Bible tells us that the Apostle Peter is in prison. It's one of the first things it begins to tell us. And he's imprisoned. The Bible tells us that about that time, King Agrippa, Herod Agrippa, began to persecute some of the believers. And as he began to do so, he had the apostle James killed with a sword, John's brother, killed with a sword. And when he saw how it pleased the Jews, how it pleased those of that day, probably for political reasons, he also arrested Peter. Had him imprisoned. And this took place during the celebration of the Passover. While he's imprisoned, the Bible says that 16 soldiers are placed around him to guard him during this particular time period. 16 soldiers. So it's humanly impossible for him to escape on his own. Humanly impossible for him to escape on his own. He's in an impossible situation. How many of you know what that's like tonight? You've been in an impossible situation before in your life. Many tonight, you find yourself in an impossible situation, whether it's a personal need or a need of a family member, a loved one, a need of a neighbor, but there's an impossible situation there. The Bible goes on to say, but while he was in prison, the apostle Peter's in prison, the church began to pray earnestly. So the second thing we see is that the church begins to pray while he finds himself in this particular situation. Verse 5, but while Peter was in prison, the church prayed earnestly for him. The King James version of the Bible says they prayed without ceasing for the apostle Peter. Praise God. And that's what we do at these worldwide prayer meetings. We pray together, we come together, and we begin to pray, claiming the promises of God and believing God to work a miracle in the lives of those that face impossible situations. Praise the Lord. No matter what the New Testament believers faced or had to do, they prayed, they prayed, they prayed. Hallelujah. They prayed, folks. They began to call on the name of the Lord. And we know the scripture says, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Didn't Jesus say, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Folks, the house is not this building. It's you and I, for we are now the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. So we're to be a praying people according to the scriptures, according to Christ. The Apostle James said in chapter 5, verse 16, pray for each other so that you will be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person, a person who's been made right with God, who's in right standing with God, has great power and produces wonderful results. The Amplified Version puts it this way. The earnest, heartfelt prayer, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working on behalf of those who come before the Lord. God answers the earnest prayers of his people. Matthew 7:7 through 11, Jesus said this. He said, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. He said, keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you, for everyone that asks receives. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. And to him who seeks, he will find. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, will you give them a snake? He says, of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father get good gifts to those that ask him? Hallelujah. The Apostle John in chapter 15, verse 7 wrote this. But if you remain in me, and these are the words of Jesus, and my words remain in you, you can ask for anything, anything you want, and it will be granted. The Apostle John in chapter 1, verse 3:21, he said this, dear friends, if you don't feel guilty, you can come before God with bold confidence. And we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him. The Bible says the church prayed earnestly for the Apostle Peter, but it doesn't end there. The third thing we see is that the Lord sent his angel and saved Peter and delivered him from his situation. Chapter 12, verse 6 says this. The night before Peter was about to be placed on trial, he was asleep, resting in the Lord, I gather. Resting in the Lord, asleep. How can you sleep in a particular situation like this? But see, Hebrews 3 and 4 tells us there is a rest that remains for the people of God. The Bible tells us he gives his beloved sleep. He gives his beloved rest. So he is resting in the Lord, soundly asleep. But all of a sudden, an angel shows up in his prison cell. He is fastened between two soldiers, and other guards are at the prison gate. And suddenly a bright light shows up in this cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter, and the angel struck him on the side and woke him up. He was so soundly asleep, he had to strike him on the side. And he said to him, get up quickly. And all of a sudden, the chains fell off of Peter, fell off his wrist supernaturally. And the angel told him, get dressed, put on your sandals. And he did. Now put on your coat and follow me. And the angel ordered him to follow him. Peter left the cell following the angel, all the time thinking it was just a vision. He didn't realize it was actually happening. They passed the first set of guards and then the second guard posts and came to the iron gate leading to the city, and suddenly it opened by itself. They passed through it and started walking down the street. And as they began to walk down the street, suddenly this angel disappears, and Peter finally comes to his senses and he realizes that it's not a dream, hallelujah, but that the angel of the Lord has come and saved him from all that his enemies had planned to do to him, hallelujah. Folks, prayer works. I said prayer works. This passage reminded me of when Abraham prayed for his nephew Lot. Lot found himself in a dangerous place, a place that was destined for destruction, Sodom. You know the story, if you know your Bible. But Abraham began to pray for his nephew. He began to call on the name of the Lord. He began to cry out to God. He began to speak to God on behalf of his nephew. And all of a sudden, his nephew is suddenly delivered from this place destined for destruction. An angel is sent to bring him out and to lead him out. And what kills me is Lot is, he's dragging his feet. And so the angels practically drag him out of the city. Folks, do you know that when you pray for your loved ones, God will work a miracle in their lives? He will drag them out of crack dens. He will drag them out of bars. He will drag them, folks, out of peep shows. Hallelujah. Amazing. The Bible tells us in verse 3 that this all, took place during the Passover. You know what the Passover means? The Passover was one of the Jewish festivals. It commemorated God's great deliverance, supernatural deliverance of his people out of Egypt. Jesus was crucified during one of the Passover celebrations. He and his disciples ate a Passover meal together on the eve, thank you so much, on the eve of his death. Like the blood of the Lamb, which was which saved the Hebrew people from destruction in Egypt. His blood, Christ's blood, as the ultimate Passover sacrifice, redeems us from the power of sin and death. We serve a God who is mighty to save, a God who is able to deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, folks. That which threatens to consume us and to destroy us. That which threatens to consume and destroy our loved ones and our neighbors. God is able to deliver them. I think of my parents. Folks, when I got saved, my parents thought I was nuts when I gave my heart to Jesus. My dad said, "You've lost it. What's wrong with you? We have our own religion, our own belief system." But folks, it was a religion. A dead, dry, boring religion, no relationship with God, no power to change. And so I began to pray for my parents. I began to call on the name of the Lord, and God in his faithfulness, he brought them to the end of themselves. And then one day, I'll never forget it, when I came back from a mission trip, the Lord spoke to me and he said, "It's time for your parents." I thought to myself, "Time for what?" He said, "It's time for them to give their hearts to me." And so, folks, that I remember the day. It was a Tuesday. That Saturday, my dad called me and told me that he found out there was a problem with his heart and he was going to have to go in for surgery. And so I thought to myself, okay. And while my dad was sharing this with me on the phone, I stopped for a moment and I got the thought. And I knew it was, it was the Lord. He gave me this thought. "Ask your dad, can you come over and pray with him?" And now you have to understand, my dad had resisted the gospel. He had resisted me and what God had done in my life for years. And so all of a sudden, the Lord puts this thought in my mind. I'm thinking, "Lord, is this possible? You know, is this you?" And so finally I said, "Dad, you know, I just went for it, folks. I just went for it. I said, "Dad, if you want, I can come over on Monday and we can pray together and I'll bring my Bible and we'll read some scriptures together." And there was a pause on the other end of the line. And I'm thinking to myself, "Uh-oh, what's he going to say?" And all of a sudden he said, "Yes." He said, "Yes." So that Monday, that day, I showed up with my guitar, my songbook, my Bible. Someone asked me, "Did you bring a sound system?" No, I didn't bring a sound system. But the Lord opened the opportunity, the door for me to share the gospel with my mom and dad. I'm the baby in the house, but I want you to know my mom and dad gave their hearts to Jesus that day. Hallelujah. Never to be the same, folks. God can work a miracle for you tonight. The Bible says once Peter was delivered, he went and joined the other believers in the place of prayer. That's in verse 12 of the same chapter. He went and joined the other believers in the place of prayer. Hebrews chapter 10, 24 says, think of ways to motivate one another in acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together as some do. Folks, there are some people who think you don't need to come to church. You don't need to come to a prayer meeting, but they're wrong. The scriptures tell us that we're not to neglect our meeting together as some do, but encourage one another. The Message puts it this way. The Message translation puts it this way. Spurring each other on. We're to spur each other on. Hallelujah. Especially now that the day of Christ's return is drawing near. We must do the same, folks. We must spur each other on as the disciples did in the book of Acts and come together in prayer continually. Come together in our homes. Come together in our workplaces. Come together on our campuses and believe God. Come together in the house of the Lord. Come together like we've done tonight. Those of you who've joined us online and those of you who are in the house here tonight. We've got to pray. We've got to keep encouraging one another. And then lastly, the Bible says Peter began to testify to the believers of what the Lord had done, encouraging the believers in verse 17. It's an amazing story there in the scriptures. They began to encourage one another. He comes knocking on the door, and a servant girl comes to the door. You know the story. Servant girl named Rhoda. She hears Peter's voice on the other. This is while they are praying for Peter to be released from prison. She knocks on the door. He knocks on the door, and she hears a knock. She answers. She doesn't open the door, but she asks who it is, and she hears Peter's voice. She is so amazed with joy that instead of opening the door, she runs back in the house to tell everyone Peter's at the door. But those in the house, you know what they tell her? They say, you're out of your mind. They couldn't believe for joy. They couldn't believe. They say, you're out of your mind. She says, he's at the door, and he's still knocking at the door. And so finally, they open the door. Peter comes in. He begins to testify to them of what the Lord had done. The Bible says he had to quiet them down because of the shout that was in that place. Yeah. Folks, when God answers your prayer, it's important that you come and testify about it. It's important that you send in your praise report. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. It's important that you tell us, you tell the world what Jesus has done for you so that you can encourage us and encourage others to keep on praising, to keep on praying, to keep on believing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. It's important to give glory to God. The Bible says, Jesus said this. He said, when the Helper comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will testify of me, and you are to bear witness of me. You are to testify of me as well. Folks, prayer works tonight. And we're going to believe God for loved ones tonight. We're going to believe God for wayward family members tonight. I don't care where they are. God is able. His arm is not too short to save them. Let's stand together, folks. Let's stand together. We're going to lift our voices on behalf of loved ones, unsaved family members and neighbors that need a touch from God. They are in an impossible place, but that which is impossible with man is possible with God. Lift your voices to God. Lift your voices to Him. Begin to name them. Father, we lift our voices to you tonight. Hallelujah. We lift our voices to you tonight, Lord. Lord, as the believers did in the book of Acts. Lord, we pray earnestly tonight. Lord, we know the fervent prayer of the righteous prevails much. We're believing you for family members tonight. Lord, I'm believing you for family members. I'm believing you for my loved ones tonight that are lost, oh God. They're in a seemingly impossible place. They're in an impossible place. But Lord, you're still the same yesterday and today and forever. You're still the same, oh God. The same way you came into that prison cell. The same way that light shone in that prison cell. God, Lord, and you revealed yourself. You came and met Peter in that place of need. Tonight I'm believing you. I'm believing you, Lord Jesus, to meet, Lord, my loved ones, to meet my sister-in-law, Lord, to meet my cousins, Lord, to meet, oh God, Jesus, to meet, oh God, my aunt, Lord, to meet them, Lord, my aunt, oh God, I'm believing you to meet her, Lord, tonight, Lord, I'm believing you to meet my cousins, Lord, that you will draw them out. Lord, they're stuck. Some are stuck in religion. Some are stuck in rebellion. Some are imprisoned, oh God, in such darkness. But God, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I'm believing you to penetrate that darkness, that your light will shine. God, you said those that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, Lord, for going right where they're at and reaching them and touching them and bringing them out. Lord, I don't care, Lord, how many devils, I don't care how many demons are surrounding them, like those guards that surrounded Peter. Oh, God, Lord, there is nothing too difficult for you. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Father, I'm believing tonight, Lord, that when you save them, they will be saved, saved, oh God. They will be saved, oh God. God, and that they will join a prayer meeting, that they will join a church, whatever city they live in. God, I'm believing you for my Aunt Marjorie, who's a drug addict, who's in prison for murder. God, I'm believing you to touch her. I'm believing you to save her. God, I'm believing you to draw her. Father, I'm believing you tonight to work a miracle in her life. A miracle, oh God. A miracle of deliverance. A miracle of salvation. The miracle of new birth. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do. Tonight for what you're doing, oh God, what you're going to do, oh God. Lord, I'm believing Jesus, Lord, that they will testify in your house of your goodness. Lord, that they will be able to stand in your house and testify of your greatness, that they will bend their knee to you and give glory and honor and praise to the one true God who is worthy, who is exalted, who is able, Lord, and who has saved them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, your word says you give us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We say, devil, you can't have our family members. You can't have our loved ones. We command you in the name of Jesus to let them go, that they might worship the Lord God in this generation. Father, we thank you that the same way your light shined in that prison, Lord, for Peter, and you wrought a great deliverance, we're believing that your light will shine in the prisons, Lord, of our loved ones, that they will be gloriously delivered. We thank you, Lord, it doesn't matter how many demons have been stationed around them. Your anointing still destroys, still demolishes, still annihilates every work of hell. Father, we thank you. We exalt you now. And we give you the highest praise. For thine is the kingdom, the power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight we have some selfies that some folks have taken tonight that we want to show to you. Tonight, if we can go ahead and show some of those selfies on the screen for those here in the house tonight and those streaming online. We have two selfies and one video tonight for us. We have a selfie from the Bankhol family in Rhode Island. Thank you so much for your selfie tonight. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. We also have one from Ada from Chile tonight, who's joined us from Chile, Puerto Montt, Chile. And we have a video from Sister Sue and Sal Perez from Martinez, California. If we can go ahead and run that video at this time.
Hi, we're Sue and Sal from Martinez, California. Our address is 24/7 Jesus Boulevard. We're heaven bound. We're so grateful that we'll be able to be part of WW Prayer. We fast and pray with you on every Tuesday. And if you forget our names, it's Sal and Sue, soup and salad. Praise the Lord. And also I wanted to mention that God answers prayer. My wife called in for my liver. Count was been really high. And she called in and I'm being healed. I haven't been this low in 8 years. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Folks, it's an amazing thing the Lord is doing here. Folks joining us from all over the country, from the nations. Folks, only God could do that, joining his body together to believe him and to see tremendous answers to prayer. Well, as you know, every Tuesday we start with prayer, but we end with freedom. And so we're going to worship him. We're going to praise the Lord. And so let's stand together. Some of us have sat down tonight. But we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to give God thanks tonight for his goodness. Amen. And for the freedom that he gives in the name of Jesus. Come on, Ivory, lead us as we worship the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We want to thank those particularly online for joining us tonight. We trust and pray you've sensed and experienced a touch from the Lord tonight. We know our God answers prayer, and so we look forward to you sending in your praise reports and so that we can rejoice with you and give glory and honor and praise to God. I want to ask you if you would invite your friends to join us online next week, same time, 7 o'clock here in the house, New York City, Times Square. We will be praying and fasting for you that God will work a miracle in whatever your need is. Don't forget to send us your selfies. We appreciate that so much. Thank you. The Lord bless you tonight in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask our camera crew to turn the cameras to the congregation. And congregation, would you wave to those online? God bless you tonight. We love you. And we'll see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.